Okay, so this is from the 1967 Shorthand Teacher's Supplement. I'm going to read it at 2:20. Ready? When I was 12 years old, I plucked up courage and asked my parents if I might have a room of my own. They were that surprised by my request is an understatement, but my father was more amused than shocked once he had recovered from his initial surprise. He pointed out to me that the things were clearly against such an upheaval in our sleeping quarters, in particular the isolation of the room and my probable nervousness in being so far away at night. But once I had told him that I had considered these points and still wanted the room, he gave me an odd yet kindly look and said that he saw no real reason against it, and returned to his book. After I had thanked him and turned to go, I noticed that my mother had placed her own book on the table and was gazing anxiously from him to me. The next day I moved my few possessions into my room. As I did so, I was filled with fear, and as I decided where I would place my bed, which now looked small and cold, more terrors assailed me. The back window of my room looked out upon thick lilac bushes, and its side window upon the open fields. Both were low downstairs windows through which anyone might peer or even step. Though I tried to think only of setting my own things to rights in the hope that this would help me quieten my fears, I am sure that pride was all that held me in my decision to sleep alone in this room, so far from the rest of my family. Then my father came up the road from his office carrying a little corner bookcase in his hand, which he said he would screw into the wall of my room when he had finished his work, and this brought back to me a little of the courage I so badly needed. As he followed me through the door of my room and looked upon my furnishings and few decorations, he took from his pocket his ring of keys and separated from it the one which he said would lock my door. I had quite forgotten that my room had a key, a distinction claimed by no other room in the house. After he had inserted it in the lock of my door and seen that it turned easily, he went away. Later that night, I went to bed and in my own room with my new bookcase holding my own books on the wall and with my own lamp lighted on my bedside table, I locked my door and put the key under my pillow. Then, for the first time in my life, I read alone in bed for about half an hour before switching off the light.